The word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
Hallelujah. 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 Jesus. Jesus. We thank God for this wonderful morning where we have a joint service, the children's service and the main service
joining.
God bless you for coming. Turn and look at someone and tell the person you are welcome specially. You are welcome specially. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And for our children, I want you to give us a shout. Can you shout to the glory of God? Shout. This morning, within some few minutes, we want to look at the word of God.
And for
those joining us online, this morning is our children's service day.
It's
children's day. Coming to you live from Deliverance Assemblies of God. House of destiny. Where destinies are made. Where destinies are turned round. Where destinies are reconstructed. And where destinies are reset. Can I hear a shout to the glory of the Lord? We want to read Psalm 127, verse 3 and 4, from the New King James Version. And then Psalm 144, verse 11 and 12. And Psalm 144, verse 11 and 12. I speak on the theme. Parenting beyond today. Psalm 127, verse 3 and 4. Behold, children are a heritage from the Lord. The fruit of the womb is a reward. Verse 4. Like arrows in the hand of a warrior, so are the children of one's youth. Like arrows in the hand of a warrior, so are the children of one's youth. And then we go to Psalm 144, verse 11 and 12. Rescue me and deliver me from the hand of foreigners, whose mouth speaks lying words, and whose right hand is a right hand of falsehood. Verse 12. That our sons may be as plants, grown up in their youth, that our daughters may be as pillars, sculptured in palace style. Amen. Shall we bow our heads for a word of prayer? Father, we thank you for this morning. As we declare your word this morning, may every heart be blessed. May every hearer be blessed. As we declare your word this morning, Lord, work miracles among us. Father, reconstruct things within us. Change our mentality towards our children. Today, may it be a different day in the life of the children and of our parents. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Once upon a time, everybody was a child. But today, many of us are old enough. And some have become fathers and others are mothers. What happens to our children? People go to the forest to pray for children. People do countless all nights for children. It has now become a burden on many pastors to be praying for children. So that we get the fruit of the womb to give birth to. But today, if you have a child, what is your responsibility? We always say, children are our future. Children are the future. But the question I want us to think about this morning is that when does the future begin? Yes, indeed, children are our future. But when does the future begin? The future begins from now. The future begins from now. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So scripture begins by telling us that children are a heritage from the Lord. It must hit the target at where we want it to hit.
Baby, I want to know.
Why are children an arrow?
They are
arrows because we are throwing them into the future. And when they hit the future, they should hit the target in the future. They should hit the target and stand for God. They should hit the target that they will be relevant for God. They should hit the target that in the future they will not disappoint. They should hit the target. That when it comes and we are calling men, they will be the men.
A person of red men, one so waiting,
they will be the women. Almost
say a friend, man, so I'm one man, ever from.
We are to launch them into the world.
I said, no more if we are cinema.
Question,
I said, Missa,
parents here,
I won't for our
hands online. How are we launching our children?
Oh, come, Ben, the first idea, we move here, but more, yeah, my dear, we are cinema.
Years from today. 15 years from today, the way you are priding yourself about with your child, can you hear the name and still raise your head high? Can you still hear the name and raise your shoulders high? We are to launch them. The people who will understand lunching very well are those who go on the moon. Because when they fail to calculate well, they will go and never come back. But they will miss the target. May our children not miss the target.
Amen.
May our children not miss the target.
Amen.
May you know that they are gifts, and may you throw them to the point that they will never miss the target.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Bible says they are arrows. Look at the way you are training your child. Look at the way you are bringing your child up. And begin to look at it into the future in 10, 15 years now. Will your child be somebody? Will the child be able to stand well? Will your child be able to stand for God? Recently in the U.S., judges even cannot define who a woman is. The new U.S. Supreme Court judge who was added, when she was asked, who is a woman? She's a woman. When she was asked, who is a woman? She said, I cannot answer.
Wentimi antre niya oba oye, ose oba yaden wentimi amemwaye. Wane abofuna wentimi amemwaye.
Because we are in a world.
If you say, well, we are someone.
When I say, call me she, you call me she. So now we have lost the definition of who even a woman is. A gentleman was supposed to be sentenced to prison. It just happened last month. He was sentenced to prison.
And
when the verdict was going, was given that he had to go to prison, he said, "I am a woman." So, which cell or which prison will he or she go to? I don't even know how to tell
you. And they said, "You go to."
Said, "She is a woman."
Or said, say
so
I say, "Me your oba."
So he, she was sent to the female prison.
And he said, "Oya oba no bemo." He did not go to mema baby edi omoto.
And as at last month, he has impregnated two ladies. This is the world we are in.
When you are saying, "Omo Sabrio,"
the she he has impregnated two ladies.
Now, onua uhu sayo ba uhu nsayo bema. Wanyi say, "Ema bienu."
How are we launching our children?
Okwambe so ana yefaso edi yemufrei epi.
May the Lord help us.
Nyame
that we will launch our children well.
Now
when they land in their generation, the girls will continue to be girls. The boys will continue to be boys. No girl will become a boy. And no boy will become a girl.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I don't know whether you understand the situation, but it's a serious thing. It's a serious
thing.
So children are not just gifts.
They
are also arrows. But the arrow must hit its target. Can my child hit its target? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Can our children hit their target? Because they must hit the target. Our children are also under threat. And therefore, they need our prayer support. When we come to church, and we say, "Let us bind demons," you will see everybody jumping. You will see everybody clapping. When we say, "Let's pray for our children,"
we cried, "Yamo high."
We want our business to go on.
Yeah, but say, "You man koso."
My brethren,
that's when you know
our children are under threat.
Now, "Yamo fano ehurehure biase."
They are under threat.
"Omo ehurehure biase."
And the earlier we pray for them. rescue me and deliver me from the hand of foreigners.
I see Jimmy fi ahoho ensemo.
Deliver my children from the hand of foreigners.
I see Jimmy mu frane fi amo.
Rescue my children from the hand of foreigners. This morning that will be one of our prayers for our children. That the Lord will rescue them. That the Lord will rescue them from the hand of foreigners. The Lord will rescue them. Who are the foreigners today? The foreigners may not be people coming from a foreign land. Some of the foreigners may be the mobile phones we bought for our children. Some of the foreigners may be the cartoons they are watching. Some of the foreigners may be some rascal friends they have at school. These are the foreigners we are talking about. Today, a child may be in the house. He may never go out. But right in the room. Now I say,
how
did he become a spoiled child? By the things he or she was watching in the room. So the psalmist say, rescue me. From today, some of us parents and guardians, we have to what? Rescue our children. We have to deliver them. And as we are talking about deliverance, please parents, from this morning,
if you are not paying,
by the time I finish preaching, we don't want any child to climb up again with mobile phones. When they are coming to church,
and
they get here, put their mobile phones in their bag.
And
let them come up like that. We want to see them with our mobile phones. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Can I hear amen to it?
Amen.
Can I hear an amen to it?
Amen.
Yes, we don't want foreigners at our Sunday school class. We want the children to just come. The foreigners are enough.
Hallelujah. Amen.
The foreigners have even entered the Sunday school class. The foreigners are enough. For those who want to bring it, put it off. Put it in your bag. Because when
a
day is coming that we will sink in the lights. We will sink in the lights.
The
Bible says their right hand is a right hand of what? Falsehood.
Another
version says, well, having our daughters.
How are we having
our daughters?
Can they
adorn a palace?
Na ometima mahimfie ayefa na.
Can they adorn a palace?
Ometima mahimfie ayefa
na. Some of us are not teaching our children how to cook.
Na yemu biyan cheche mama no okwan efa so ni aduane
ko. We think it is only about what? Learn and pass.
Ye dwin se suade na twan ko.
She must adorn a palace.
Na so to me ama ahimfie ayefa.
She adorn a palace.
Okwan be no banfa so mahimfie ho
ayefa. She can speak English like a parrot.
Na so to me come from Fusa Echo.
I cannot do cooking.
Na ontimi ni aduane a.
Who is she?
Ahwani one why? One why? Ontimi come from Fusa Echo. Also on sana kabra fubia.
Who is she?
Who
is
why?
I remember those times when we were youth.
I said time ribia no more mebo.
Those of all. Yes. I remember those times when we were youth.
Na ye mebo sabribia to.
When we are going for excursion.
Ye kwa excursion.
We will cook.
Ye benu aduane.
And the person who will do the banku for the whole youth is our brother Richard Zobo. The ladies
Zobo
will even watch and clap. Because if we want the one who can turn the banku and it will turn round straight.
Now open your basic me a cab and kuna wa danino na
there was only one man at that time.
Efo Zobo.
And with his deputy.
And that
they must be relevant in the future.
And that is
they must be able to adorn a palace.
And so much me and you fear.
Otherwise, they will lose their homes.
And said, dear,
they will lose their homes. They will lose their homes. Sometimes my wife will cook and my children will tell them, hey, we like that this style of stew.
And they are say the Yiriman yeah, the Nani Manaka they say.
And my wife will come and call me that your money the animal woman I mean to me here. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Otherwise they will lose their homes. The psalmist was looking at the future of the children. They must not only speak English. They must not only become judges. They must not only become doctors. But they must learn to adorn a palace. They must learn to adorn a palace. When they marry, their husbands must be comfortable with them. When they marry, we will not create a restaurant in the house. The children must create their own restaurant. They must have their own menus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
How are you training your children? How are you preparing them?
Don't
prepare them for today. Prepare them for the future. Remember the future begins from today. Remember the future begins from today. Some of us are using our children as beggars. We are using them to extort money. When we look at the arrow and we throw them into the future, who will they become? They may become thieves. They may become armed robbers. They will become professional swindlers. Why? Their beginning.
They are beginning.
May we begin well with our children. May we begin well with our children. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We want to rise up this morning and pray for our children. Pray for your children. Pray for your children. Say, Heavenly Father. Read my children. Deliver my children. Deliver my children from every stranger. From every stranger. Lift up your voice and pray. Pray for our children. Deliver them from the hand of strange children. Deliver them from the hand of strangers.
Deliver them, O God. Deliver our children, O God, from the hand of the strangers, O God, from the hand
deliver,
of the
deliver,
deliver them, deliver
if you
them.
Yourself have become the
deliver
stranger,
them, deliver them,
ask the Lord to deliver you.
Them. Deliver them, deliver
because
them.
Some of us are the strangers.
Deliver them.
Deliver my children from the hand of the strangers.
Deliver our children from the hands of strangers, O Lord.
Deliver them.
Deliver our children
from the hands of the strangers, O Lord.
Deliver our children. We detach them.
From the hands of the strangers, O Lord. We detach them, O God. From the hands
in
of the
Jesus
strangers.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
I want to prophesy into our children.
Now, Sabri, Ebesan, come and go, my friend, so.
For the boys, we are praying that they will be responsible. They will stand for the Lord.
Amen, brother.
Lift up your hands and pray for our children. The Heavenly Father, we declare into our children.
Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God, sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ.